Hello? Wow, that really sounds okay. What's the matter?
Is it a rule of thumb the cord's always on the left with your headphones?
I just always go by one of the ears is marked L and one of the ears is marked
I know, but
R.
Your cord is always on the left, right? You don't know that?
I think so.
Did something try to eat this?
Did
you drop it down the garbage disposal?
Funny story.
Okay,
this is
Chick's.
It's an iPhone charger.
iPhone charger.
With the block, you plug the plug. I say plug.
Oh,
oh
my
hey
gosh,
now.
I'm so sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. I brought that in so I could use my iPad.
Yeah?
Because my computer here is for shit. But anyway, long story short, it was in my bedroom, and I was vacuuming, and I sucked it right up into the vacuum.
You sure did. Does it still work?
I had to take the vacuum apart and get it out of there, and it still works fine. Yeah, although it looks like a mouse chewed the end of it.
It does. Or a dog. I was going to guess Ruby.
She's not chewing so much anymore.
No, not so much? Mm-hmm. Hmm.
She wants me a lot. She stands by my... Well, mm-hmm. She puts her paws up on my chair and wags her tail. And
right.
So she gets up on my lap, and then Monkey can't understand. Where'd you get that purse?
I got it for Christmas.
Very cool.
Thanks.
Hugo Boss?
No. I don't know who it is. That's a nice leather bag. I know that.
What's going on there?
Nothing. I was just looking. Okay. I'm making sure my stuff's turned off.
You ordered
What?
iPhone 5 case. You recall that?
I did. It got delivered yesterday. It's for Aunt Karen. She has her first iPhone, and she got a 5C.
Delivered on a Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah. The guy drives out in his own car. I'm not sure what the situation was, but it was freezing rain, and I felt like a giant asshole after I'd paid.
Here's your fucking case, your iPhone case.
I know. I did feel bad.
I cheated death delivering this to you.
I know. I felt bad.
Son of a gun.
So you haven't gone and got your new 6 Plus yet? You're not due for an upgrade, are you?
Yeah, but then I got my the baby girl told me that you can just go and get your phone. They don't care. They don't do plans anymore. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did I tell you that that's how they're going to do it? And I think it's mm-hmm. Sprint.
It makes sense.
Maybe it's Sprint that they're just basically you'll never buy your phone. You're leasing your phone for $5 a month.
Right.
Yeah. So which that whenever you want, that's a genius idea.
Because they're getting more expensive. I mean, you know, the $3.99.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's Asia or Europe.
China,
maybe it's
China.
Both. You pay like $3,000 right. for your phone
and
you never have a phone bill.
Never have a phone bill.
No.
Yeah.
That's genius.
That's a great idea.
I know.
It's because it's public airwaves, right?
Yeah. Well, because the gentleman, Sonny, who does my nails will buy phones here and take them home to Vietnam and give them the phones.
And they
there.
Work so there?
I guess. I don't know. It sounded like he did.
I wonder, how does that work if you don't?
Because you get to choose where you are on your phone,
because
right?
The iPhone, you can buy them with a network or you can buy them unlocked. You've seen that, right?
Yes.
So you
aren't
can,
they more expensive
yeah.
without a network?
Yeah, but then you can hook them up to any network you want, right?
Huh.
Because remember, AT&T was the only one that had the iPhone there for a while.
Yeah, they did for a long time. I was thinking about that, though. When did you get your first iPhone? Did you have the very first iPhone? I had the very first iPhone.
You don't really need me on this show, do you?
No. I'll have a conversation with myself.
I don't know when the very first iPhone came out. When do you think?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
2007.
I was going to say 7.
I think it was the same year that Tom's daughter Sally was born. Does that sound right? Or maybe it was the next year.
Well, that's weird. How would you...
I don't know, but somehow I associate those things. I feel like I have a picture of Sally as a baby at a Christmas party.
June 29th, 2007. The first
June
generation.
29th? It came out on my birthday.
It did.
You just realized it after you read it that was my birthday.
No, I'm trying to act less interested.
This is fun. Do it again.
I don't think I can. My mouth almost jumped out of my face. Release date, June 29th, 2007. The 3G July 11th, 2008.
The 3G. That's adorable.
Isn't that cute? The 3GS.
And when you and it was the 8 and the 16, right? There wasn't even a 32 when they first came out.
Right.
Is that true?
As far as gig goes?
And yeah. Now there's not an 8. I don't even know if there's a 16. I think there is a 16. I think there's 16, 32, 64, 128.
I'm kind of screwy, too, on my... what was I going to say? My iPhone...
I'm not sure, but I feel like you're still not in your...
The cloud.
Like you're back and it's Monday and you've been off for 2 weeks.
I had a horrible morning. It took me about an hour and a half to get up, get warmed up, and that never happens.
I'm not sure if you're warmed up yet.
My brain's not
tracking.
I'm still fuzzy on this cloud thing.
Oh, that pissed me off because I had to back up my old phone to put it on my new phone.
Yeah.
And I had to buy more storage. And I have a 128 gig phone. I don't need more storage on your cloud, butthole. Like, I got it right here.
That case looks like something an old lady would have.
I know. It kind of looks like an old lady's
sofa.
Pocketbook.
Or a sofa, yeah.
I have a pocketbook now, too.
I know you have a pocketbook.
No, a real one.
You have a real pocketbook. Oh, my God.
Isn't that fun?
It's a clutch. That's a clutch,
right? It is, but it's like a, listen. Like your grandma used to have like a coin purse. I have a great big pocketbook.
Let's see if Mama has any hard candy in here.
I do.
You have hard candy too?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Only because.
You never know who might need hard candy?
No. Addie, we were at the grocery store and she found this in her pocket and she can't have this kind because she gets choked real easy. We've had to hook and scoop a couple times when she has the hard candy.
Hooking and scooping.
She found it in
her.
She put it
in your purse. Thank you, Addie. That was Addie, everybody. She was the topic of our last podcast, I think.
Yes, and I want to say...
No.
I'll wait.
No, we can go back. What?
I didn't... You got to give me like a big eyes or raise your eyebrows or tell me what you're doing.
We're supposed to be having fun on the podcast, loosey-goosey.
It is. As far as everybody else knows, we're having fun, loosey-goosey, but you can give me the eyes and nobody hears the eyes so that I know you're going to do that.
What do you mean
that.
The eyes like...
Like, or point at your phone, like I'm getting ready to start the intro.
I don't remember June 29th, your birthday? One of those?
You know what? Just do the music. Forget it.
You want to say something about Addie?
I was going to say... That Addie, we had a talk before the show that you're not supposed to talk.
She's a star now.
Shh. But I also wanted to say hi to everybody and thank them for being so wonderful and their prayers and well wishes and positive vibes when I shared Addie's condition on the last podcast. And I appreciate everybody's, support.
Support and love.
Support and love.
It was overwhelming.
And I appreciate you offering to sell me marijuana or knowing a guy that sells marijuana.
Now, wait a minute.
But I'm not. I appreciate it. I will not be buying. I feel like it's entrapment.
What's the cost?
Nobody would do that, would they?
Good marijuana. I don't even know the levels.
I have no idea. But I would want the best kind. I would want like the St. Elmo's of marijuana is what I'm saying.
That is a good restaurant.
It is. It's delicious.
We should have lunch at St. Elmo's. That's way downtown.
Well, there's the sister restaurant up here.
Done. Hang on just a second. Okay.
Thanks for the eyes. Yep, the music is going to start.
Let's do this!
Hi there. Hey, how are you doing the 28th?
Is that a Thursday?
I said I'd get you something.
Wednesday?
And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fat.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for downloading our podcast. That's Jess.
Hey.
I'm Chick. This is the Off the Air Podcast. Tell your friends. And be sure to show some love and hit that donate button, huh? There when you go to chickmcgee.com. Wouldn't that be nice?
They got no dough. All got my body.
We've never asked for money before. Just send us your change jar. How about that?
I got a big ball jar. I've got like $68 out of it before.
Oh, I have a basket. And this is Bob Schneider, who will be in Nashville, Tennessee on January 28th.
That's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that kind of puts a kink in my colon. I didn't realize. Okay, welcome back to the Off the Air Podcast. We just wrapped up. This is the first show. This is really the first show.
Technically.
Of 2015. The last show we did on Christmas.
And it was released in 14.
Yeah, but I said it might be the first podcast in the new year.
But Spangle fixed it, and it says the year-end wrap-up last something. I don't know. But he did it well on the thing, with the thing.
You know, Sprinkle didn't do anything. I edited it.
No, but he puts
it up. Put
it up
on the thing.
Doesn't he name it, too?
I don't think so.
Then who names it?
I name it. It was Leonard. Our last episode was named Leonard. No?
No. But that is always your name that you go to when you do stuff like that.
Leonard? Yeah. I remember when the kids were young, when they were like 8 and 10.
Oh, God, please don't tell people what you wanted to name your daughter.
Chauncey? What's wrong with that name?
Is that a cute name, Chauncey?
No.
We went to Taco Bell. Had kids love Taco Bell, and they also had the cheesy potatoes with the onions.
I remember that, but I never got that. I always was pintos and cheese. Pinto beans and cheese. Is it pintos and cheese, or is it pinto beans and cheese?
Pinto beans and cheese.
But I think on their menu it says pintos and cheese.
Does it?
I don't know.
Refried beans.
I was there with a girlfriend one time, and my dad had taken us there, and we were in line, and we were making jokes, inappropriate 7th grade jokes, 8th grade jokes, I'm not sure. But then the guy said, "What will you have?" And I said, "I'll have a Mexican penis instead of Mexican pizza." And we hadn't been making the joke, and then I actually said it, and my dad said, "Not only will she not have a Mexican one, she will not have any at all."
He's a good man.
And we left. I was embarrassed.
They had the cheesy potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and the kids thought that was too cumbersome, so we named it Larry.
Cheesy potatoes.
If you ask my daughter to this day,
yeah,
what was your favorite side item at Taco Bell, and uh-huh. she'll say Larry.
Really?
We called him, yeah. Larry Potatoes, or Potatoes Larry, or just Larry.
So you renamed things for your children so it wasn't uncomfortable for them to have to say them out loud. Is
that
right? Okay.
That's right. All right. And we talked with we had Accent Day. We talked with the British accent.
My favorite is Grocery Store Wrestling.
And Grocery Store Wrestling was a staple.
Yeah.
You go down the paper aisle.
I can't understand why they hate you. You seem like you really did it right.
Don't hate me. That's a strong word.
I'm kidding.
I just spent a day with with the baby girl.
Yeah?
She is... I never know what I'm going to get. But she was outstanding.
How old is she?
Outstanding this time. 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
In Chicago, on the loose.
Talk to my dad about when I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Oh, this is uncomfortable. Anyway.
So what do you want to talk about?
You know what?
On the podcast.
Yesterday I called you because I was pretty distraught. And
distraught? About what? You didn't tell me you were distraught. I was just talking to you.
And it's fine. You didn't answer, which is fine. And
okay, can I explain that?
No.
I went to the tanning booth.
Okay, you've got to stop A, doing that, and B, definitely stop telling people that you're doing that.
Why?
Because it doesn't even look like you went, to be honest.
And I have these new Bluetooth headphones that I bought. So I synced them to my
phone. Is
that
what you got yourself for Christmas?
No, I got this sweater for my hoodie for Christmas.
I have a feeling you're going to start just, I got myself this for Christmas. And we're going to be like 10 items in. And you'll be like, yeah, I got myself this for Christmas.
Beside the point.
Uh-huh.
So I synced my Bluetooth headphones up to my phone so I could listen to them while laying in the tanning booth.
Uh-huh.
Normally, I just fall asleep. But yesterday, I thought, I'm going to listen to my...
I like to fall asleep. I really think... That's where the 20-minute nap evolved for me, is when I started going to the tanning bed when I was like 14,
That seems young.
And then my mom bought a tanning bed when I was in high school.
That seems expensive.
Well, her dad died. She got some money. We got a tanning bed.
That sounds exactly like something I would do. Mm-hmm. I think I bought an Atari game.
Did you really?
The 2600 when my dad died.
My kids got an updated Atari that has like 90 games on it.
Oh, it's just it's on the clicker, right, or something?
No, you have the Atari thing. Yeah. No, you have the Atari, the wooden black Atari thing.
Does it look like that?
And then wireless hand.
It still
what
looks
are those
like
called?
That. Controllers?
No, what do they call a joystick? Kinda. That's what that looks like, right?
That's a naughty.
Stop.
A naughty word.
No, it's not.
Joystick?
No, it's not. Not when Atari was back in the day. It's not.
I think it is.
No. Anyway.
Where was I? What was I talking about?
But you would like it.
I was badass on Space Invaders.
Wireless Bluetooth headphones in the
so I'm synced up to my exactly when you called. I was sitting in my car in the tanning because it didn't open until 11.
Oh.
And
you're even early to Tan.
But then
obnoxiously early.
But then I went to pick up the girls at like 11:45, and it looked like their spa had called me. So I didn't get that call either.
Who had called you?
Where the girls were staying, Pet Suite.
Oh, the spa. Oh my God. Spa. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then because everything synced through your headphones, including because you can talk on the phone with these with this wireless headphones.
Yeah, that's new technology.
So they can. Anyway, you know how I don't like to not answer the phone when you call. I don't.
Anyway,
like
I called because I was upset.
What were you upset about?
And then I called you 2 hours later because you didn't answer the first time.
Yes, and.
Because
Stuart
Scott died on Sunday.
Yes.
And I was wrecked. Mm-hmm. I think anybody with a soul was wrecked.
It's sad.
It's incredibly sad.
49
years old, two daughters, and how much he changed the game in sports broadcasting.
Yep.
I mean, game changer. So I was thinking about I think he came to ESPN in the early 90s, 93 maybe.
That sounds right.
And for me, growing up, so I was 13 and, no, I was 12. Is that right? Yeah, 12, whatever.
Wait, how old were you in 93? What?
12. So anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Living with my dad and my brother was football, baseball, lived it, breathed it. At our house, the TV was on ESPN.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, it was ESPN most of the time, all the time. Sunday morning was sports reporters. Is that right? Does that sound right?
Yeah,
my dad
watched
Mitch Albom, the white-haired guy.
And what's the deal with Mitch Albom's ears?
I don't know.
You know, your ears never stop growing.
No, but you want to talk about ears? Let's talk about Cam Newton's ears.
Stick out. They look like they're upside down.
They look like they're upside down.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But have you seen the picture where they flip them right side up and they look completely normal?
They look normal.
Yeah, they look like they're like in line with his chin lined. Yeah, like his jawline. Yeah, they're very low. Anyway, so that was it. And so I think that's probably what made me listen or pay attention to sports was probably Stuart Scott. So it was ESPN. It was Channel 4 for IU basketball and sports reporters. That's what I remember.
It says here he started in 02.
No.
No.
Sports Center, maybe. Is that okay. When he hosted Sports Center?
No, it says he regularly covered the NBA and NFL for ESPN. Oh, and then another, period. In 2002, Scott was named studio host.
Right.
Okay, so he must have. I thought he went to school with Michael Jordan. Am I getting that right? How old is Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan is like almost 60, I bet.
Is he that old?
Mm.
No, I think he's almost 50.
Is he a nice person? What do you think?
Michael Jordan?
Where are you on that? Yeah.
Okay, Michael's 51. Stuart was 49.
Right, so they probably were
He was
together.
A senior. Mm-hmm. Michael was a senior and Stuart was a sophomore, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch some of the tributes yesterday?
I did.
Man. You know,
cried like a baby.
Yeah.
You know, but he...
Mike Ditka really... Did you see him?
Ditka's
what a
about,
dude.
Ditka's about, you know, a very good friend of mine has a theory about Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
And he's there to get the Midwest people watching, specifically Chicago.
Probably. I guess. But he just stepped all over it. Eh, whatever. You know what? We watched the Bears on Sundays growing up, too, so I can't say anything.
He doesn't seem all there anymore. I mean, he really, but he's passionate and he's exciting and.
I just don't think that that's his arena. I think there's another place you could put him that he would really thrive. I don't think it is with Boomer and the other three. You don't like Boomer?
I just was such a big Boomer fan, but I'm over Boomered.
Really?
I liked him in the middle and now it's just like, I don't watch the pregame shows. I told you that. And the only reason.
Ever?
Hardly
do you
ever.
Listen to anything? Like, do you listen to anything out of D.C. when you're, or Indianapolis, whatever you're pretending to listen to? I'm not sure.
I'll listen to 980 out of D.C.
Yeah? Who's that?
The ESPN.
Gotcha.
And they'll go over the pregame stuff.
Yeah.
But not yesterday because they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So I know that you didn't get into broadcasting because of sports like that. I mean, you were a sports fan, but you never had any plans of, but do you remember the sportscaster that you were like, yeah, that's who I'm listening to growing up?
Not growing up.
Okay, how about after you were grown up?
Yeah, like,
let's.
No, Keith Olbermann has always been my favorite.
Okay,
and I think, but he's a couple years younger than me. But
right.
I think if you, in what I do, when I started doing it on Bob and Tom, we got some criticism early because
it wasn't serious.
Wasn't serious enough. You can't play around with sports. You can't. Well, yeah, you can. You really can. And now everybody does it. I'm not saying I was the trailblazer. But I was kind of sort of there at the beginning. And Stuart Scott's the same way.
But in a different way.
He's the first sportscaster who embraced his background and gave
the sportscast
flavor.
He talked on the sportscast the way he talked with his friends.
Right.
So the way he talked at home. The way he...
Yep.
And that's what he... And I think it was LeBron James that said it yesterday. He said, finally, someone that talked like I talked
mm-hmm.
was doing the sportscast. And a lot of the athletes also said that he wasn't just fair in his broadcasting. He was a nice guy. So when he came out on the court or on the field, they were glad to see him.
He was definitely an original. And I bet I'm only guessing how many consultants.
Oh, yeah.
They would. You can't keep doing this. You can't say booyah and be so mm-hmm. street or whatever you want to call it for mm-hmm. The proper comfortable word that white America uses when someone's being black or whatever that means.
Right.
But he did it, and he did it wonderfully, and because it was organic and honest, and
it worked.
That's why he was.
It wasn't forced.
I guess.
So I was thinking, there is no one currently at ESPN or in or Fox Sports or whatever you want to say that does what he does.
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
No. There's
not
nobody.
Anymore.
I mean, there's a lot of former athletes who try.
Right.
But there is no one in broadcasting that does what he does, and there's not going to be another. There's not. There's just not. I mean, I'm hopeful, but there is nobody on ESPN I want to watch right now.
Well, Olbermann's on, and I like him. I mean, he does.
Which one is he?
He's
sorry.
I think we have similar senses of humor.
Is he the blonde-haired guy?
The gray hair.
Oh, gray hair.
Glasses. He is the one who had Tony Bruno, who you said looks like a Walter White from Breaking Bad. And actually, they embraced that on the show. They had
no kidding.
Tony go out and order tea or a coffee at.
As Walter White?
At Starbucks, and like three people came up and said, are you Bryan Cranston?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who is the one who looks like Foltek? Who's that guy?
Oh, that's Scott Van Pelt. He's a big Redskins fan.
I like him. He did. He was talking about Stewart on, and
that's
he did
good
really
show.
Well.
That's a good show.
Yeah, I like him. I don't like Around the Horn.
You know who else I like? I like Colin Cowherd. I'll listen to him. I mean, I think he polarizes a lot of people because he's... I don't know, enthusiastic and opinionated. And
yeah.
Some people don't like that.
I like Rich Eisen.
Rich is good.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up. I think he did stand-up.
No.
I think so.
Are you serious?
But then I think John Mayer did stand-up for a little while.
Are you being serious?
Yes, I think he did.
No.
I think John Mayer and Rich Eisen were both stand-up comedians.
I'm going to punch you.
At one point. What else?
That's not true.
I think so.
Nah.
I'm sure Rich Eisen was a stand-up comedian. I don't know about John Mayer.
But you really, did you just make that up or you really thought?
No, I think I read something that he either was a guitar comic at one point or.
So you don't remember. So when you watched football as a kid, there was just.
Oh, when I watched football as a kid, Ray Scott and Jack Christensen and.
What did you think I asked earlier? Or is that different? Sports broadcasting is different than play-by-play and color announcing, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah,
that's
right. Ray Scott was. The shit. He was one on the Packers games all the time.
But here's this.
His economy of words was just wonderful, and I didn't even know I liked that until I heard him doing it.
Right.
Because he would go, Bart Starr, back to pass. Dale, touchdown. That was his style.
That was it.
Very, just clean and
right.
The fewest words possible, and it was just wonderful.
And you liked it.
I liked that very much.
Maybe that's why you don't like a lot of chatter now when you listen to the game.
I don't like a lot of chatter.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the games yesterday with the sound off.
You always do.
It was really...
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for Phil Simms.
No.
Once a Giant, always a Giant.
Yeah.
And if you want to... There's a...
Is that IMO?
What What about that flipped your switch?
Just that you're using...
I was going to put the H in there, but I didn't...
IMHO.
In my humble opinion, that sounds almost snottier than...
But you had... I'm just saying, you had the characters. You weren't at 132 or however many it was. You could have put, in my opinion.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are the best, in my opinion, are the best play-by-play NFL team on right now. No question. Well, who do you like? Well, you don't even know.
No.
You don't even know.
I have no idea. I know I don't like looking at them at the beginning of the game, so I'm out.
Joe Buck?
Yeah. Mm.
You know what his Twitter handle is?
No. Oh, Buck?
Joe Buck. It's Buck.
Just Buck?
B-U-C-K. Buck.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
What's Troy Aikman's?
Troy Aikman.
No shit.
I don't know if I can talk to you much longer.
Mm-hmm. This might be a short podcast.
But we should explain that too. This is our New Year's resolution.
No, don't tell people, because then when we fuck up, we're gonna.
Don't cuss, kids.
Yeah, or you can just tell people, because that's what you do. Just tell them.
We're gonna try to put out a new podcast every Tuesday, come hell or high water.
Yep. Now we're not. People would have just been excited. They've just been excited to see it on Tuesday. Now they have an anticipation. So now when it's not there at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, they're going to throw a shit fit.
They have an expectation.
Expectations.
And they shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
It'll F you up.
No, that's no good. Sorry, guys. Addie's in the studio today, so yeah, we're going to be careful.
We're going to cut down our...
That should be my New Year's resolution, is less cussing. Cussing.
That doesn't sound any fun.
No, less curse words. Less...
Did you hear that? I hope everybody else heard that. We should have her come on and say hi real quick.
You want to say hello?
You want to say hello? Here, come here. Say hello in this microphone. Say hello and thank you, everybody. How about that?
Hello and thank you, everybody.
There you go. That's the machine.
Mm-hmm. She's hanging out with us because we're with this. Something I never expected I would do is school shop. Like, literally shopping for the right school for her. So she is, she's staying at home and we're hanging out. And
what does it say, though, about?
About our educational system.
And that we can't.
Educational?
You know, and she's, you know, I mean, it's not like it's.
No, every school should be a great school.
A massive liability, what she has to deal with. But it's.
No, I'm not saying that either.
It needs to be addressed, whatever school she's going to attend.
Right, and so I...
And up until now, it's been okay.
I asked her therapist, and I said, hey, we did a lot of testing on, hey, this is the way she learns. This is probably the best. This is what we should do. And she was at a Montessori school, and turns out that's probably not a good match for her learning style. And so her seizures were a lot. Right before Christmas, every day, multiple. And so we just thought, you know what, if we have to homeschool her, we're going to pull her. And so I feel like she was in a stressful situation because she did not have, we're talking as mild as her seizures get. We've probably had 3 or 4 since before Christmas break.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, she's not.
There's no schedule. There's no.
She's not stressed. She's not.
So I don't know. Yeah, so we're going to take our time, and more than likely I'm going to homeschool her this semester, and we'll get it figured out. So,
can I be the gym teacher?
Sure.
All right, we're going to have gym today, Ad. What are we doing? Use the jump rope and throw the ball around.
Uh-huh. Can we get one of those big, remember those big parachute-looking things, and the whole class would hold it, and then you would, and like... And then you go under it.
I don't remember that.
You
what?
Don't?
No, I didn't have that.
Oh, yeah. That's
what's
the best.
A big parachute-looking thing?
And she's asking for a balance beam. What are you going to do, Mr. Chick?
She already has a balance beam.
She'll bring it
to school on gym day.
Yeah.
That's not a problem, is it?
No, not at all. Let's see. You don't remember the parachute?
Mm-mm. I thought you were going to throw them up into the air.
So say you've got 25 kids and everybody...
What's the fun of running underneath it?
Yeah, and everybody counts off by like threes or fives or whatever, however many kids. And so you would hold on to it and you'd pull it up in the air. And then you would say threes run. And everybody who was a three when they counted off would get to run under the parachute and run around before. And
this sounds like a drinking game. Is this a drinking game?
No, that would be fun, though. But I'm afraid someone would get wrapped up, suffocate, and it'd be terrible.
Guy died at a party when I was in high school.
What? Why?
A drinking game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Images for parachute.
He fell asleep in the bushes. No one knew he was over there.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Then how did he die if he just fell asleep?
As asphyxiated on his vomit.
Seems to happen a lot.
Yeah, you gotta party smart.
Here, flip through those.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I'm holding the iPhone 6 right now.
It's not just an iPhone 6.
6 Plus, I'm sorry. So what's the idea now? You run under this for what? What's the purpose?
Is that you're all holding it and you like pull it up and then you put it down and then you put it up and then you run under it and then you sit under it.
So it's just for running?
No, it's not for running. It's for fun.
Addie's making funny faces at me. She's putting her glasses on. I guess. So homeschooling, huh? That's
yeah,
the way to go?
Yeah, I didn't plan on that.
Oh, here. There, there's a picture. We just made a picture.
Yeah, so I don't know. I got to, I have a friend who homeschools, and I'm going to go check it out, follow her around, see what she does all day. Actually, when your kid goes to school, there's only 4 hours of organized instruction in a school day. And usually your kid's probably there between 6 and 7 hours. And everything else is kind of busy
like
work and unnecessary. Yeah, and lunch and things of that nature. Yeah, I know it's kind of disheartening a little bit that your kid has to be there all day. And it's,
what is the guideline for you to be a home teacher? You just got to fill out some forms?
Anybody can homeschool their kid.
Aren't you like a class short of a degree or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like a semester away, but that's not important. I got more important things to do, like raise kids.
Raise them babies.
Yeah. So, but no, anybody can. Unfortunately, this is sad to say, and I hate to say this, but anybody can homeschool their kids.
There's, so anybody can keep their kids home, but no one comes and checks up and see if they're
running. I don't know
anything.
What they do. I think maybe your child still probably has to do state mandate testing to make sure that they're advancing and doing what they're supposed to be doing. My sister dated a guy for a little bit that was homeschooled, and she was like, he doesn't even know the difference between your and your. I mean, like, she was really bothered. And the there and the there and the there.
I don't understand that on Twitter. I mean, I get it when... Mm-hmm. You're, like you said, at 140 characters, but why do a lot of people just use YOUR for everything and don't use the contraction?
Do you think that they are using it? Do you think that they're using it just because, or do you think that they don't know?
I think they do. I hate to say this, but I think they don't know.
Yeah, I think so too. Because if you're trying to use it to save characters, then use YOUR.
Right, YOUR.
Put YOUR together.
The letter U, the letter R.
Together, yeah. Then do that.
You're late. YOUR. No. YOU apostrophe RE.
Mm-hmm.
You are late.
It's very unfortunate.
And I never understood that, by the way.
Why?
Why did they replace one letter with the apostrophe?
Like, so that you...
Can't is... Well, no, can't is... Yeah, the O.
No.
No, N-O in can't.
You are is two spaces, because you have space A-R-E. So it would be the space and the A. You're actually saving... It's more than... Okay.
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
No?
Maybe I should have homeschooled. See my mother homeschooling me?
Mm-mm.
No, I can't do that.
Do you think it was an option back then?
What do you mean, in pioneer times? What are you saying?
No, I just don't know if it was an option. Do you know anybody that was homeschooled your age?
No, well, that's always been the argument against homeschooling and the socialization
of the
child.
Well, now they have homeschool co-ops. So if you homeschool your kids, you can actually take them to a co-op, which is just a building or wherever. Sometimes it's a church or a community center, and everybody that homeschools their kids brings their kids there a couple of days a week, and they do the socializing and those types of things that they need to do. Yeah.
So, like, in the dances? And
I don't really think there's any dances. There's homeschool football teams.
No, there's not.
There is a homeschool high school football team. There is.
What's the name of the school? Who do they play?
They play other high school football teams.
Where?
In Indiana, they do.
That doesn't happen.
Yes,
that
they
do.
That
doesn't make any sense.
Why not? Why? Why?
Homeschool football team? So the co-op gets all the kids together and they... Home... I'm going to Google this.
Okay.
I don't understand how that could be a thing.
Why would it not be? Why don't they get to play? Oh, you contend that they could just play at their community school, right?
Well, yeah, like if Addie wants to play, take gymnastics or whatever, she could go to the nearest school for
extracurricular
activity. Oh, my gosh, homeschoolfootballleague.com.
No shit.
Want to sponsor the HFL? Oh, my goodness.
Told you.
This is, where is this available? It looks like, don't know. Like it might be Carolina somewhere, one of the Carolinas.
I'm telling you, it's a real thing.
The HFL is always looking for sponsors to help encourage the growth and quality of Homeschool Football League. Well, there you go. And they need to update their website. It says 2014. That's really something.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a good holiday? New Year's?
Went to Disney.
Went to Disney?
Went to Disney.
Went to see the mouse?
When we saw the... Elsa and Anna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen Frozen.
I haven't either.
I haven't seen it.
It's supposed to be sad. It's supposed to be sad. It's the little girl in the thing
and that they kidnapped her.
No, I don't think there's any kidnapping. I think the older sister saves the other sister's life, and for that she has to stay in her room, can never go outside and be in the light.
No, but then that one, and then.
But then she becomes the queen.
And then
I'm
the Russian
sure.
boxer mm-hmm. takes on Elsa.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a commentary on.
Have you seen the pictures of him without his shirt on riding a horse? Isn't that just comical?
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then Chelsea Handler recreates it, and she's on her horse naked.
He looks a little buff.
He does, but really?
Is Chelsea really naked?
She's for real naked, and her body's pretty decent. It's beyond decent. It's nice. It's good.
She was on Maren's podcast.
She was? How'd it go?
Quite a while ago, actually.
Yeah?
And she admitted to having more than a familiar relationship. The only one person... that she would admit to was, what's his name?
But she wrote a book about it, I thought.
Rhodes.
Tom
Rhodes.
Though they were in a relationship?
They were in a relationship and a couple. That's the only one she would admit to.
Really?
That's what she say.
But she wrote a book about her escapades,
Hi,
right?
Vodka, This is Chelsea or something. Chelsea, yeah. What was the name of it?
I think that's a Janet Jackson song. Escapade? No. Didn't it? Ooh. I had a video of a VHS of all of her videos.
Janet Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Design of a Decade.
It is funny to go back in that Nasty Girl.
Oh.
Nasty Boys.
Yeah. I don't mean a thing.
Paula Abdul's in that.
She's in all of her dance videos.
Yeah.
She was her choreographer.
She choreographed and she was also in the...
She was a Laker girl.
I like those Paula Abdul song. The one with the cat.
Cat, mm-hmm.
Isn't there a rap part in that?
Yeah, I think so. The cat raps.
And do you know, speaking of rapping...
Oh, geez.
The radio station you're currently in love with...
93.9.
...is part of the Bob and Tom family.
No kidding.
Cumulus.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
What do you think of that?
That's nice.
I-94.
Yeah, I like them. I'm listening. I thought it was just for the holidays. I think they're going to keep it. I like how they get fussy. They tweeted the thing. They tweeted at they had a tweet that said something about
who they were talking about when they said, "Oh, competition is listening to us and tweeting us." Did you see that tweet?
That's what I'm talking about. No, they said we just want to holler at the PDs at the competition who are now following us on Twitter.
Oh,
they weren't talking about me. What the hell competition am I?
You want to do mornings over there, right?
No, I just suggested they get a new personality and to listen to my wildly popular podcast. I didn't throw your name in there because I didn't know you guys were family.
Well, we're family.
No.
I think if we ever went to the Christmas party, some of those people would be there.
You think so?
Sure.
They do a Christmas party with everybody? Maybe you don't know. You didn't go to the Christmas party this year.
No, I didn't go to the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. I was invited.
You were?
I chose not to go.
Well, at least you were invited.
Well, actually, I think we were supposed to go together and...
Yeah, I bailed.
And you bailed.
Yeah.
So I saw no reason for me to go all the way downtown.
No.
I'd had to get up. I'd have to put clothes on.
There'd be people there.
There are people there. Mm. Who needs that?
Mm-mm. No, thank you. That. I'll pass.
So you were at Disney for Christmas.
We were at Disney a couple days after Christmas. We were on the road on Christmas. We were driving to Disney
Lord,
on Christmas.
That's right.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't as far as I thought it would be.
Like 14 hours?
I started Serial. The podcast.
How deep are you?
I'm halfway through.
Isn't it well done?
It It's slow in some parts, I think. She's good. She's very good. I think she's smarter, and I think that she is very good at calculating what she says so that she sounds like a listener, and this is the question I would ask,
right,
instead of an investigative reporter.
I agree with that.
I think that...
It's very accessible. Yeah.
Yes. But right now, I am at the part where she has just... She is meeting with the lady at the college that does the innocent...
Yes,
Innocence Project or whatever
whole,
it is.
Whole foundation of looking into,
and it's all law students
conviction.
That check,
right.
Yeah, wrongfully convicted, pretty right. much. So that's where I am right now. And she just told her, "I'm going to put 5 law students on this."
Right, and so, bingo, things started happening.
Really?
Oh well,
because right now, I think it's Don. I have thought it was Don since they said Don's name. Don't say anything. If you screw this up for me, I will punch you so hard square in the forehead.
Why do you pick the forehead all the time?
Because then people will see that you misbehaved.
I didn't do much on breaks. Thanks for asking.
I know what you did. You watched football.
I watched football. And I slept in my chair. And I watched.
And you had to go to Kalamazoo.
The interview. And I had to go to Kalamazoo. And I had a fine time on stage. I might have been overserved a little. Too much.
Was
initially.
Your hotel connected?
No.
Was it close?
No.
God, who does that?
I don't know.
Not me.
But about halfway through, I realized, well, I'm going to stop drinking because I'm going home.
You drove home?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't stay in the hotel?
Mm-hmm. I went over. Here's why. I went over.
What was it, the hotel?
Holiday Inn.
Express?
Holodome.
Oh, they have a pool.
And
kids running around.
38,000 kids.
No way.
Not that I'm against kids. Certain kids I can't live without.
Right.
But other people's kids.
Uh-uh. Keep them.
Have them.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not making this up. There was a barking dog in the room next to mine or right across the hallway.
Really?
So I'm there ironing.
Did you have one of the rooms on the pool where you could open your sliding door and walk? No.
No, I was way in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But there were kids running up and down the hallway and there was a barking dog. And I kind of sort of made up my mind.
And it was New Year's Eve, so everybody goes to hotel.
And it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to go. If I'm going to have a drink, I'll have it early.
Who was there? Han?
Han and Dyer. And Han, Dave Dyer. No, Ronnie was in Crawfordsville.
That's right.
Han, Dave Dyer, and Augie. Huh. It was a good group.
Yeah, it sounds good.
But I just, yeah. You know, you reach that, it was 4 hours, and I made it in 3.5. But you get to that point, well, I can go back and sleep for 3 hours.
I can't
hours.
Believe you would drive on New Year's Eve that late at night.
Oh, it was like...
But I think there'd be a bunch... It'd be bad.
No, it was like The Walking Dead.
Wouldn't you be scared?
There were like 7... I bet I didn't see double-digit cars.
Really?
9 cars, maybe, driving home.
That's how it was. We left for Florida at 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Oh, God.
So we drove through Atlanta at about 2 in the morning.
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day. Yeah. We stopped at a Subway in Tennessee, and I was certain we were all going to get food poisoning. it was bad.
No good, huh?
No, that was our Christmas dinner. Oh. But we got there, and we had biscuits and gravy waiting on us.
You had breakfast prepared, is what I heard.
Yeah. It was great. It was great. We had a really good time, thanks to Doug and Debbie. Yeah.
See, what else did I do? New Year's Day was pretty much the same thing. Potastic came over on New Year's Day. We watched...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. He was there.
Happy New Year.
New Year's Day he was there. And...
You missed him. You wouldn't have him over. Or he was the only one not celebrating like you.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't want to really...
Yeah.
You know?
Huh.
My daughter's in town, though, so I...
Hung out with her.
Drove her back to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Friday.
Huh.
Had a great time. We went to see a movie.
Yeah.
Part 2 of a evil, crazy, scary woman movie.
The Woman in Black?
The Woman in Black 2. She's everywhere or something. Mm-hmm. I think that was the
parenthetical. It looks scary. I don't watch it. Anything with scary kids in the preview. I'm not messing with
this
any
one
scary
was,
movies.
This was like, it's pretty violent and...
So here's the thing. This is how I kind of always associate things like this. Like, spicy food
right.
and scary movies. There's a correlation for me. Like, if it's spicy and has no flavor, then it's pointless. I still want flavor. Don't just make it hot for the mm-hmm. sake of making it hot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I like it hot. I like it spicy. We're talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
And for a scary movie, If it's scary and it has a great plot mm-hmm. and a good story,
sure.
I'm in.
Sure. Well, this was just scary to be scary. I mean, there was...
See, that's what you... When you were explaining to me earlier, that's what I thought.
There's stuff pops out at you. There's stuff falls on you. There's stuff... And it's just silly.
Right. That and so, because you said that, I had a burger the other day, and it was roasted serrano peppers on the burger, and I took one bite, and I thought I was... My kids thought it was hilarious because they'd never seen me find something that was too hot for me to handle.
It was too spicy?
It was too hot. It felt like I rubbed Icy Hot from my nose holes down to my chin for hours afterwards.
No way.
My mouth broke out around my lips. Red. Yeah. It
really?
Oh my God. I was dying. Dying. It's called the Disco Inferno at Boogie Burger.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was a good burger. It was great. I love that. I love Boogie Burger. I love their burgers. Disco Inferno.
Oh, that was here in town?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah. We were all craving a burger because we didn't stop at a Whataburger in Florida, which is, it's amazing. I love Whataburger.
Well, I'm thinking of.
You're thinking an In-N-Out. Yeah, I know. You get them confused.
You know what, I get confused.
Yeah. So but serranos. And serranos are different. Jalapenos, serranos, that's very different. You're up in your game with the serranos.
So maybe we should...
Disco Inferno Burger.
Have a mystery here on our podcast. Maybe get people to listen every week.
Well, have you watched the podcast about the podcast?
I haven't watched the podcast. Have
you listened to podcast? Like Jenny Johnson did a podcast about cereal.
Jenny Johnson?
Jenny Johnson.
Diane Gallagher, Jenny Johnson?
Well, that's not how we know Jenny Johnson.
That's how I know Jenny Johnson.
Is it really?
Well, yeah. Well, she wrote for a TV show. I know that, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Is it serially obsessed or something?
I don't know.
Well, it took the... and there are some of my podcast brothers out there, some of which I know very well,
yeah.
who did not take serial kindly and were upset with the... the format in general, and thought it was
why?
It was just like they just record the audio from Dateline and play it back.
You think that's true?
That's what he said.
Nah.
I thought it was really interesting and very well done.
It would. I mean, I think that you have a tendency to
think everything,
really overdo the thing with the thing about it.
What?
Do you follow Jenny?
I did, but you know what? To be frank, I got tired of her bashing Kim Kardashian. And I don't
Kim?
Know why. Well, no, it just got a little bit too ruthless. And about Kim being in love with men of color, she really...
Oh, really?
...put it right out there, plain as day, about why.
Anyway, but she... and it was kind of a strange... It was an interesting group of people that she did her...
She had like a forum, a round table?
Yeah, it literally was that.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, why can't you bring up the title?
Because I can't remember, and I feel bad. People don't care. I found it. Never mind.
What's it called?
I'm not telling.
You're not telling what it's called?
Until I find it for real.
Oh.
There, found her. Here. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Did you already find it? Here it is. Found it. Look. It's her, Mark Hoppus. Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, isn't he the guy from like Maroon 5 or something? This guy right here?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe not Maroon 5. Maybe something else.
Cereal.
Natalie Maines.
Oh, the Dixie Chick.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in a lot lately. She's been in the... Where did I hear her name? Just recently. Serial's been renewed for season 2, it said here, on my birthday, November 26th.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They were unsure if they were going to be able to make another
one. Well, they asked for money.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it.
See, they asked for money, and they got it.
Well, yeah, but they
did
also...
They did it very nice.
Yeah, but they got a... It's different.
Why is it different?
Because it's different when they ask. Blink 182. Mark Hoppus was the lead singer of Blink 182. Time out. She's got... Hold on.
What's she
got
to do?
She has to... Okay, go. Sorry.
We got your marker.
I do?
Her turn. Maybe
or lipstick. Just... No, it's this nasty stuff. I need new headphones.
All right. So we need to do another podcast this week, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, and hope, well, Michael Palisak's in town.
And Woodhull's in town.
Let's do Woodhull. Was he on with Tommy?
Was he on with Tommy? I remember him being on with someone, but I don't know if it was Tommy.
I thought it was Tommy. No?
It's Palisak. Palisak hasn't been on at all.
Has he not?
I don't think so.
We're really bad at this.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Sprinkle to come in here and go, this is who is on, or Jason to look through the window and tell me, no, nobody's in here. Is there a meeting you're missing? I don't see anybody.
Jason has not done the pop. Jason has not done the pop-in that he's been doing every now and then on our podcast.
It's every now and then. That's the point.
That makes it special.
He's only done it two times.
All right. I'm just saying.
No. You can't get the pop-in unless...
Do you have any resolutions for the new year?
I don't like to share resolutions like you shared, because when I'm... It's kind of like as soon as I turned 18, I went and got my tongue pierced just because I could.
And because you didn't tell anybody.
Anybody, and I didn't take anybody because if I chickened out, I didn't want anybody to know. So
if you don't tell anybody, there's no accountability.
No accountability is like my favorite kind of accountability.
Well, I want to lose 25 pounds.
Yeah.
And stop.
Me
drinking,
too.
Stop drinking Diet Pepsi.
I thought you were going to say stop drinking alcohol.
Oh, God, let's not get carried away.
So far, I haven't had a drink the new year. I know you can't say that.
I have.
I know. How many days have you not had a drink in the new year?
Oh, that's not very many.
Not very many.
Not very many at all. Okay, there was one night I don't remember going to bed. But other than that, been all right.
Yeah? So 25 pounds, no Diet Pepsi. Have you had any Diet Pepsi in the new year?
Yeah, I had some yesterday. I had some yesterday, but I slipped.
How many pounds have you lost?
I haven't lost anything yet.
Okay.
It's 4 days in, 5 days in.
So?
Isn't there some crazy stat about a resolution dealing with weight loss? I mean, it's like almost 100%. That's people's resolutions.
Oh, you think so?
It got to be high.
Let's see. I weigh like 150 right now, probably.
Whew.
Yeah, I know. Huge. But this time last year, you know what I weighed?
Mm-mm.
138 pounds.
Yeah, but were you happy?
No, but I was skinny, so it doesn't matter. No, that's not true. It is true. I have a very, very horrible body image issue. And if I don't weigh a certain amount, I feel ugly. But also, on New Year's Eve last year, I hadn't ate in so long that my blood sugar dropped and I passed out. And I had to tell the person I was with, because you know how I know when my blood sugar gets low? My thighs start to sweat. I know that sounds silly, but that's the very first tell sign of mine, is that my thighs start to sweat. So my thighs started to sweat, and I looked at the person I was with, and I said, listen, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to fall asleep, and I'll probably wake up in about 2 hours. And they said, is this a diabetic coma? And I said, it only is a coma if I don't wake up.
That's true.
And so they had orange juice. They would put the straw in the orange juice and pull it out, and was putting it in my mouth after I'd passed out trying to get my blood sugar up.
Because you weren't able to drink on your own?
No. Isn't that terrible?
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I want to be skinny. I know. And I guess this is terrible. And there's times where I'm really healthy about it, and then there's times that I'm not healthy about it. And it goes up and down. But you can't say anything about it.
Who? What?
You.
What do
you'll
you
go days without eating.
Maybe.
And the only time that you ever lose weight is when you are sad and angry. That's the only time.
I don't know if angry's in there.
I'm just sad.
Yeah.
But when you're happy, you're fat and happy.
The term fat and happy came from somewhere.
Right. But that's true with anybody. That's how it is.
I'd like to get down to 235. 235.
Is that normal?
Oh,
in this you know last cycle that you lost weight, how low did you get?
I was 251 at one point.
That was the lowest?
Yeah, I'm like at 260 right now.
Are you serious?
I don't look like I'm dense.
You're dense.
I'm really thick.
You're dense.
I'm like lead.
Well, that's the thing about you, is that you're from your shoulders to your thighs. There's like a 7-inch difference.
Oh yeah,
like your shoulders are so broad.
Oh yeah,
and then you get down to your little baby waist, and it's just like you have like a 24-inch waist or something crazy.
It's crazy downstairs is crazy. Up top is where it all is. Up top and in my belly.
Yeah.
We'll get there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know. My goal has always been 128. That's ridiculous. That's like high school. I weighed 128 pounds in high school.
My guideline. So
136 is
government guideline for me is 175.
Right. Government guideline for me, I'm 5'1", is anywhere from 98 to 112 pounds.
And that's.
I think Addie weighs 98 pounds.
I think. I don't know where it is, but I'm still obese on everything. On all those
everybody
charts
is
and everything.
Everybody is.
I don't know who came up with those charts, but I'm betting you it was some skinny guy.
You think so?
I'm almost
maybe
sure.
Maybe they need to update them. Tack on a little bit of weight. But I'm not built. I'm thick. Like, I can lose all the weight in the world, and I still have a big ass and big thighs. Like, that's just how it... That's it. That's the way I'm built. I'm the most unathletic with an athlete's build.
You do have a dancer's body.
I do. I have something. I don't know. Not that kind of dancer.
Oh, not like a live. No, not like a personal dancer.
No.
That's good. We'll call him personal dancer.
Is that a song?
I'll be your personal dancer. No, private dancer.
Oh, private dancer.
Tina Turner.
It's not personal?
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Well.
It's all right.
We can only go up from here when
it
comes to the podcast.
Fine. This was fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Hit the music.
I feel awkward asking about... Having people hit the donate button. Is that awkward?
I'm not going to ask for money. You can ask for money. I'm not asking for money. I appreciate the downloads. Thank you for downloading.
Tell everybody.
Thank you.
And then maybe at one...
Just get some more downloads.
And then maybe at one point, we'll have a sponsor jump on board.
Well, just stop talking about it. We're having fun doing
we
this.
We are having fun. We don't want
to... So who cares?
We don't want to be...
Let them come to us.
Tied into
we're not waiting for. We're not waiting for somebody to come sponsor this.
We're not waiting for somebody to say, hey, we're your friend now.
We're not waiting for
waiting.
Bag full of money.
We're not waiting.
We're not waiting for that. We're just going to keep doing it because you guys
that's
love
right.
it.
How about this? A way to get us to stop doing this, just send us a bunch of money. We won't do it anymore. No, that's not... That doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah. We like doing it, though, right?
Sometimes you're the worst at this.
I believe that.
Okay.
All right. Addie, did you have a good time? Oh, my gosh. Oh, I did it again. Hang on. Oh, we don't want to do that song, do we?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Do that.
Addie, I think we need a producer. Would
do
you
that.
Be
Let's
our producer?
Who made that movie? A baby? Thank you for downloading the podcast.
Give me a kiss. I got a castle in
Paris, got a crib in the city. And we'll see you next time. Happy New Year, everybody. And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fat. Because we up in the mud house, over in the club. Getting crumb, bling, bling, I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's a blur. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice, honey, on the table, on the shit's all I'm saying.